This is WKSU News. I'm Jennifer Kahn.
If you live in the Rust Belt, you've likely seen your share of scrap metal yards. Scrap might look like rusted junk, but industrial recycling remains a robust industry. Combined with commercial material from retail operations, industrial recycling makes up the majority of the U.S. recycling industry today. Metallico is a sizable scrap metal company. It has scrap yards across five states, with two smaller yards in Akron and this one in Youngstown. On any given day in Youngstown, Metallico's giant auto shredder, one of 16 in Ohio, is at work grinding up autos and other large chunks of metal. Director of Operations Don Fleming says advancements in separating the materials have made almost everything in cars that's not steel recyclable.
10 years ago, we were not taking out the very fine hair wires from the motor harness. We weren't taking out the very, very small, minute pieces of aluminum.
The cars are lifted with a huge magnet or a claw and placed on a conveyor that feeds the shredder. It's mesmerizing to watch. But cars aren't the only things that go in the shredder. Looking around the yard, there are piles with chunks of steel in every shape. Near the shredder, there's a heap of old washers and refrigerators called white goods. In another pile are all the little motors that power the components in our cars. They're called meatballs. Everything that goes into the shredder comes out finer and higher grade. Every time it's separated, it increases the value. Fleming says Metallico Youngstown's scrap metal comes from across the region.
Our material is coming from residential. It's coming from dealers or aggregators that are collecting the material. So if a bridge is demolitioned, that stuff is aggregated and brought in by a dealer, and it's coming from other scrap yards.
In the world of scrap, there are two kinds of material: ferrous and non-ferrous. Cars going through the shredder are about 65% ferrous, the most processed type of scrap in the United States. Ferrous contains iron, so it sticks to a magnet. According to the Steel Recycling Institute, steel is infinitely recyclable. Metallico processes ferrous metal until it's furnace ready. That means pure enough to be melted for reuse by Valoric Star, the steel mill next door. Fleming says about 15% of Metallico's intake is household scrap from peddlers. That's old bikes, siding, and lawn tools.
The people that are cleaning their garages are going to still show up here with their kids, and they're going to recycle the material because it's the right thing to do.
A lot of residential scrap is non-ferrous metal: copper, brass, nickel, aluminum, and lead. Non-ferrous metals also go through stages of processing to increase value. Joe Novak has been the non-ferrous buyer at Metallico for nearly 20 years. He works in an outbuilding surrounded by bins filled with pieces of copper, brass, and aluminum. Over time, he says he's noticed a change in the people peddling scrap.
I think a lot of people think bums are the only ones that scrap in life. And I felt like that for years out here. Do I run into maybe a Walmart or out the restaurant and say, boy, she looks familiar. Can't be her. And you realize it is.
Operations Director Don Fleming says peddlers can make good money recycling metal.
And if you can go out and go down a street and pick out a lawnmower, filing cabinet, screen doors, a refrigerator, you can make a living.
The Institute of Scrap Recycling Industries is a trade group representing businesses that recycle all the commodities: metals, plastics, paper, textiles, even tires. The Institute defines recycling in three categories. Industrial, like Metallico, is material from industrial processes like mills. Commercial is material from chain restaurants, hotels, and big box stores. Residentials from households. That's estimated to account for only 20-30% of the U.S. recycling industry. Institute President Robin Weiner says, despite restrictions China recently placed on scrap exports, the U.S. recycling industry is not failing.
Commercial and industrial recycling is thriving in the U.S., and it's working very well. And that's why the messages about recycling is in crisis is really so problematic.
Nearly all recycled materials are commodities, so their value fluctuates with the world's economic markets. Lately, the markets have been in a lull. At Metallico in Youngstown, Operations Director Don Fleming says lulls in metal recycling never last long.
We're still buying cars. The demand for new products, windows, solar, the industries that are ongoing that are consuming all the aluminum and steel in the United States continue to roll on with the economy.
Consider this. Next time you pass a guardrail, you could be looking at material that went through a shredder. I'm Jennifer Kahn, 89.7 WKSU.